Jacob Bekenstein came into the office one day. "Jacob," I said, "it always troubles me when I put a hot teacup next to a cold teacup. I've increased, by letting heat flow from one to the other, the amount of disorder in the universe. But Jacob, if a black hole swims by and I drop both teacups into this, I've concealed the evidence of my crime, have I not?" Bekenstein's a man of great integrity, and he looked troubled, and he came back to me later, and he said, "No, you have not concealed the evidence of your crime. The black hole records what's happened to you." Stephen Hawking read the paper in which Bekenstein announced this result, thought it was preposterous, and decided to prove it was wrong.
"My discoveries led Jacob Bekenstein to suggest that the area of the event horizon actually was the entropy of a black hole. But there was one fatal flaw in Bekenstein's idea. If black holes have an entropy, they ought to have a temperature. And if they have a temperature, they ought to give off radiation. But how could they give off radiation if nothing can escape from a black hole? As it turned out, Bekenstein was basically correct, though in a manner far more surprising than he, or anyone else, had expected.